Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
There is a battle to be fought.
是有一个征战我们要去打的。
There is a war to be won.
是有一个征战我们要去赢的。
There is an inheritance that we can possess.
有一个产业我们要去得的。
And God is calling us this morning.
今天早上神就在呼召我们。
We do need to answer His call.
我们需要来回应他的呼召。
Before we start, let's turn our Bible to Joshua chapter 3.
当我们开始之前，请大家打开圣经到约书亚书第三章。
Joshua chapter 3,
约书亚书第三章
，verse 5 to 10,
第五到第十节。
Verse 5 to 10,
第五到第十节。
I'll read it first in English.
弟兄先用英文来读。
And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spoke.Unto the priest, saying, Take up the ark of the covenant, and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant, and went before the people. Verse 7. And the Lord said unto Joshua, This day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priest that bear the ark of the covenant, saying,When ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, Come hither, and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites.
约书亚书第三章第五节开始，约书亚吩咐百姓说：“你们要自洁，因为明天耶和华必在你们中间行奇事。”约书亚又吩咐祭司说：“你们抬起约柜，在百姓前头过去。”于是他们抬起约柜，在百姓前头走。耶和华对约书亚说：“从今日起，我必使你在以色列众人眼前尊大。”使他们知道我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。你要吩咐抬约柜的祭司说：你们到了约旦河的水边上，就要在约旦河水里站住。约书亚对以色列人说：你们近前来，听耶和华你们神的话。约书亚说：看哪，普天下主的约柜必在你们前头过去，到约旦河里。因此你们就知道，在你们中间有永生神。并且他必在你们面前赶出迦南人、赫人、西魏人、比利洗人、哥加萨人、亚摩利人、耶布斯人。
Another portion of the word in chapter 5, verse 13 through 15.
下面的章节是第五章十三节到十五节。
And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold,There stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant?And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so.
约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里，问他说：你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们敌人呢？他回答说：不是的。我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。约书亚就俯伏在地下拜，说：我主有什么话吩咐仆人？耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说：把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。约书亚就照着行了。
Okay. In the New Testament, Hebrew chapter 13, verse 5 and 6.
在新约希伯来书十三章第五到第六节。
Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
第五节。 你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为足，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。所以我们可以放胆说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕，人能把我怎么样呢？
Let's pay attention to the last part of verse 5 and the first part of verse 6, which says, For he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper.
那我们要注意在第五节的后面跟第六节的前面。那里，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你，所以我们可以放胆说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕，人能把我怎么样呢？
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we stand before thy presence in fear and trembling,
今天早上我们在你面前真是恐惧战惊。
Lord, we pray that you cover us with thy precious blood.
主啊，我们求你用宝血来遮盖我们。
Lord, we need you this morning.
我们今天早上需要你。
We need your speaking.
我们需要你来说话。
We need your revelation.
我们需要你的启示。
Oh, that without your revelation, we will still be in darkness.
因为没有启示，我们还是在黑暗中。
We just commit this meeting to your hand in Jesus' name.
我们把聚会交在你手里，奉耶稣的名。
Last time I shared with you chapter 1 and 2 of the book of Joshua concerning what kind of land is this.
上一次我跟大家交通过约书亚书的第一章、第二章是讲到我们所要得的地是怎样的地。
This land is a land flowing with milk and honey.
这个地是流奶与蜜之地。
And God planned that this land is for us to possess.
神的计划是让我们来得这地。
It also revealed to us what kind of person we must be in order to possess the land.
他也告诉我们怎样的人能够得这地。
We need to be strong and courageous.
我们需要刚强壮胆。
But afterwards, God also made a call.
在这之后，神有一个呼召。
It's a call for conquest.
因为在那里，他呼召得胜的。
We need to answer God's call.
我们需要来回应主的呼召。
But in answering God's call, there should be a preparation.
但是在答应神的呼召的时候，要有一个预备。
How do we prepare to fight?
我们怎样预备征战呢？
We need to be filled with the Word of God.
我们需要被神的话来充满。
We need to read the Word of God.
我们需要来读主的话。
Brothers and sisters, there is no shortcut.
弟兄姐妹们，没有捷径。
A lot of times we feel like is there a shortcut or you know a secret that I can put God's word into me without spending so much time?
有的时候我们觉得有一个捷径，不需要花很多时间就可以把神的话藏在我心里。
But brother Wei always tell us just read.
所以魏弟兄经常提醒我们，就是去读。
One time Adrian Rogers said.
有一次
Adrian Rogers
他这样讲。
Say how do you read the word of God?
你怎样来读神的话
？Read it through.
就是来透彻的读。
You know, meditate it out.
你在主面前来默想。
Pray it in.
然后把它祷告在里面。
Write it down.
然后把它写下来。
Live it out.
把它活出来。
Pass it on.
然后把它传出去。
Brothers and sisters, if we do that,
如果我们这样行的话
then the word of God will richly be in us.
那神的话就可以丰丰富富地藏在我们里面。
Then we will have the energy to fight the enemy.
然后我们就有力量来与仇敌征战。
Then we have the weapon to fight against the enemy.
因为我们有武器与他征战。
As the book of Ephesians says,
就在以弗所书所讲的。
The sword of the spirit, which is the word of God.
因为神的话就是我们手中的宝剑。
After we prepare ourselves,
当我们这样预备的时候
we need an anticipation.
我们也需要有一个预想。
Because the Bible says in 3 days,
因为在圣经里面讲三天之后
speak of the death and resurrection of Christ.
这里面讲到就是基督他的死跟复活。
Through death, we came out of Canaan. We came out of Egypt.
借着死我们出了埃及。
Through resurrection, we enter into Canaan.
借着复活我们进到迦南。
Through death, we put away the old manner of living.
借着死我们把这个旧造旧的生活
Through resurrection, we live in newness of life.
借着复活我们与他在复活的形状上来联合。
After that, we need a separation.
在这个之后我们需要有一个分别。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very critical thing in our Christian life.
弟兄姐妹们在基督徒的生活里面这是非常关键的。
A lot of times we want the world, we also want the Lord.
有的时候我们要世界我们也要主。
This is an impossible task.
这是一个不可能的事情。
God demands us to be separated fully unto Him in order to possess the land.
神要我们完全的与这个世界分别归向他，所以我们才能得这地。
So sad to say that when the children of Israel enter into the good land,
所以当以色列人他们进到这个地的时候
，After they fought all the battle,
他们也打了很多的征战。
2.5 tribes felt like I need to go back. to the other shore, other side of Jordan.
但是有两个半的支派，他们打完仗之后又要回到约旦河的另一边。
The tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, half the tribe of Manasseh.
就是流便、加德还有马拿西的半支派。
Brothers and sisters, there is a principle here.
弟兄姐妹们，这里有一个原则。
God never forced us to possess Him.
神从来没有来强迫我们得他。
God will never force us to enjoy Him.
神从来没有强迫我们来享受他。
We have that free will to possess the land or not to possess the land.
我们有一个自由的意志，你到底要得这地还是不得这地。
But if we plan to go back to our old manner of life,
但我们要回到原来旧造的话，
there is a consequence.
有一个后果。
We know in the history of the children of Israel.
我们知道在以色列民他们的历史上面
When the Assyrian army attacked the children of Israel,
当这个亚述的军队他们来袭击以色列人的时候
These two and a half tribes are the first tribe to fail.
这两个半支派是首先被打败的
Today, brothers, we need a total separation.
弟兄姐妹们我们今天需要一个完全的分别
Yet as we read the book of Joshua,
当我们来读约书亚记的时候
We see a bright side of this story.
我们看到一个对的光景
Which is Rahab.
就是拉合。
Rahab doesn't belong to the children of Israel.
拉合其实她不属于以色列民。
She's a Canaanite, she's a prostitute.
她是在迦南地的人，她是一个妓女。
She's part of Jericho that needs to be destroyed.
她是属于耶利哥城，是应该被毁灭的。
But she made a decision.
但是她做了一个决定。
Regardless whether I'm doomed to death, to destruction.
虽然我的结局应该是被毁灭的。
When an opportunity comes, I will take it.
但是当机会来到的话，我要抓住这个机会。
Brothers and sisters, our God is not is a God no respecter of person.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的神他尊重人。
If we decided, if we run after Him,
如果我们决定来向着他来奔跑的话
，He will let us gain Him.
他会让我们得着他。
Rahab decided that he will be part of the children of Israel.
所以拉合的决定就是他要成为以色列人中的一员。
So when the spies came.
所以当探子来到的时候
She hid them in the attic,
他把他们藏在这个屋顶里面
And make that spy promise that you got to save me and even my family.
所以他让这个探子起誓说你要拯救我还有我的全家
And indeed God saved Rahab and her family.
确实后来神拯救了拉合和他的全家
Even though the whole Jericho is destroyed,
虽然整个耶利哥城都被毁灭了
Rahab and his family were saved.
但是拉合跟他全家都是安全的。
But the story doesn't end here.
但是故事并不停在这里。
God is a God of mercy. God is a God of grace.
因为神他不光有怜悯，他也有恩典。
Sometimes He gave us things that we even not dream about it.
他甚至给我们心思没有想到，连做梦都没想到。
After she was saved,
当他得救之后
，She was married to a prince of Israel named Solomon.
他就与以色列中间的一个王子结婚，叫撒门。
And out of Solomon, they came Boaz.
从撒门就生了波阿斯
Is that wonderful?
是不是多么的奇妙
Well, I was preparing this message and hearing the message of Brother Godwin's son.
当我准备今天的信息也来听孙弟兄的信息
Brother son also mentioned concerning Ruth.
因为孙弟兄交通的是路德记
Ruth also make a decision.
路德也做了一个决定
Yes, this decision sometimes is very hard to make.
这个决定有的时候是困难的。
It demands total separation.
因为这个需要他与原来完全分别。
When Orpah and Ruth told Naomi that we will go back with you.
当拿阿米说我要回去的时候
And Orpah and Ruth decided to go back with Naomi.
路德跟另外的一个媳妇都决定要跟着拿阿米回去。
Naomi said, don't go with me.
然后拿阿米就说不要跟随我。
I'm too old to have a husband.
我已经这么老了，我不可能再有丈夫。
Yeah, what more to have your sons?
我也没有儿子。
So go back to land of Moab.
所以你们回到你们的摩亚地。
When Orpah heard that, she went back.
当这另外的一个媳妇，俄尔巴，她做决定的时候，她回去了。
But Ruth decided, no, I want to go with Naomi.
但是路德的决定就是要与拿尔米在一起。
It doesn't make sense.
这个其实。完全不合逻辑。
Because she is a Moabite.
因为她是一个摩押人。
You are going to a country which you never seen before, you not known before.
你去到的那要去的地方是你原来根本就不知道的一个地方。
Yet Ruth said, "No, I will go."
但是路德却说我要去。
Your people shall be my people, your God shall be my God.
你的子民就是我的子民，你的神就是我的神。
In other words, if it meant that I will cut off my relationship with my people, so be it.
如果我要与我原来的本族本民要割除的话，我愿意。
If it means to be that I need to left all the gods that I worship before, so be it.
或者我原来敬拜的神都要放弃的话，我也愿意。
Let the Jehovah, the God of Israel, be my God.
让耶和华成为我的神。
Let the Israel, his people, be also my people.
让以色列的百姓成为我的百姓。
And we know the story.
我们都知道这个故事。
Boaz and Ruth got married.
然后波阿斯与路德他们联合了。
They begot Obed.
他们结婚之后生了俄贝德。
And out of Obed came Jesse.
俄贝德生耶西。
Out of Jesse came King David.
然后耶西就生了大卫王。
And out of that line of David came our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后从大卫这条线，主耶稣出生了。
It's all together when we decide to have total separation.
这都是从一个我们决定完全分别的时候开始的。
It is a loss in the sight of men.
这个在人来讲是一个失去的事情。
But it is really a gain.
在人来讲是失去，但是其实是得着。
We gain something of eternal value.
因为我们得着的是有永远价值。
Praise the Lord for the separation.
我们为着这个分别来赞美神。
We need to be separated unto God.
我们需要分别为圣归给神。
Separated unto him that we might possess the land.
让我们分别之后才可以得这地。
Sometimes we feel like, you know, in our daily living, we need to give up so much.
有的时候我们觉得在日常生活我要放弃很多事情。
The Lord said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world.
但是神却说不要爱世界和这世界上的一切。
If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
如果有人爱世界呢，爱父的心就不在他里面。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a kind of suggestion. This is a commandment.
弟兄姐妹们，这不是一个建议，这是一个命令。
This is a demand.
这是一个命令。
But if we keep God's demand,
如果我们来守神的诫命
we gain something of eternal value.
我们就得着有永远价值的
事 So many thousand years has passed.
几千年过去了
You still mention about what? Ruth, the Moabite.
我们来想到摩亚女子路德的时候
And Rahab, the prostitute.
我们来讲到妓女拉合的时候
Francis said we need to really call, answer God's call.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要来回应神的呼召。
Now today I want to share with you concerning the God of wonders, the captain of our salvation.
那今天我要跟大家分享的就是行奇事的神，还有耶和华军队的元帅。
Today after we see that there is a land for us to be possessed.
今天如果我们看到有一个地我们要去得的话
And there is a the kind of people we need to be.
我们要成为一般子民的话
Then who is this person leading us into victory?
那是谁带我们进到这个得胜里
I believe if I'm Joseph, I'm also nervous.
如果我是约书亚我会很紧张
I'm leading 2 million people to enter into the land.
因为我要带着200万的人进到这个地
And I believe the Lord knows the heart of Joshua.
我相信神知道约书亚的心情
And he told Joshua.
因为他跟约书亚讲
Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you.
因为约书亚吩咐百姓说你们要自洁因为明天耶和华必在你们中间行奇事
Our God is a God of wonders.
我们的神是行奇事的神
Our God is a God of miracles.
我们的神是行神迹奇事的神
But sometimes people, you had a problem with taking that God do wonders.
有的时候我们却面对神的神迹奇事不太了解
People felt like there should be an explanation.
神我们总觉得这个神迹奇事要有一个解释
How did God do it?
神是怎么做的呢
One day I was looking through the History Channel.
有一天我看这个历史频道
It says, mystery of the Bible explained.
那里说圣经里面所有的秘密都得解答了。
It said, one of the miracles concerning the crossing of the Red Sea.
他就提到过红海这个奇迹。
He said, when the children of Israel is about to cross the Red Sea,
他说当以色列民他们准备过红海的时候
Moses brought them to a very shallow part of the Red Sea.
摩西就把他们带到红海最浅的地方。
So shallow that when the wind blew, they can walk on dry land.
浅到一个地步，风一吹呢，他们就可以从干地上走过去。
Quite foolish, isn't it?
多么的愚蠢。
Today, when God do wonders, it is a wonder.
今天当神行奇事，那就是奇事。
It is a wonder that we cannot explain.
就是我们不可能去解释的奇事。
If we can explain the wonder, it's no longer a wonder.
如果我们能去解释，那就不是奇事了。
If we can explain a wonder, then we can explain God. How can a person explain God?
那我们如果能解释奇事，我们就等于能解释神。人怎么可能解释神
？God do wonders.
神是行奇事的神。
And what are the reasons for His doing wonders?
他为什么要行奇事
？No, the Lord is not a magician doing some wonders to entertain people.
神不是一个魔术师，做了一些奇事让大家很高兴很快乐。
There are four things that the reason why do God wonders.
有四件事神为什么要行奇事。
Every time He start a new age.
每一次他要开始一个新的时代。
He start a new dispensation.
他要开始一个新的工作。
God do wonders.
他就会行奇事。
For example, in creation,
比如创造
，God do a lot of wonders.
神行了许多奇事。
Out of His mouth, He created the whole universe.
他靠着口所说的就创造了整个宇宙。
How about Exodus?
还有出埃及记。
The ten plague that you know plague Egypt.
这个埃及所受的十个灾。
You will say it's not a wonder, it's a curse.
你会说这不是一个奇迹，是一个十个咒诅。
Yes, it is a curse to the Egyptian people, but it's a blessing to the children of Israel.
没错，对埃及人来讲是十个诅咒，但是对以色列人来讲是十个奇事。
With these ten wonders, Pharaoh decided that let God's people go.
因着这十个奇事，法老就说容让以色列人离去。
How about the time in the Pentecost?
或者在五旬节的时候。
The Bible tells us through the hands of the apostles, God do wonders.
那圣经也讲借着这些使徒的手神来行了奇事。
In every age, God do wonders.
在每一个世代神都行奇事。
God do wonders to accomplish His purpose.
神行奇事是为了成就他的旨意。
Number two, God do wonders to approve his servant.
第二，神行奇事是来证实他自己的仆人。
It says here in verse 7.
在第七节。
And the Lord said unto Joshua, This day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that I was with Moses, I will also be with thee.
因为耶和华对约书亚说，从今日起，我必使你在以色列人众人面前尊大。使你知道我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。
We see in the case of Moses, God do wonders.
我们看到摩西的故事，神在借着摩西行了很多奇事。
Not only to prove to Pharaoh that he is God's chosen one to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt.
不光对着法老证实他就是领着以色列人出埃及的。
But he do wonders to prove to the people itself that I am God's chosen one to bring you out of Egypt.
他也借着这个向以色列百姓证明摩西就是带领他们出埃及的。
Look at the case of Elijah and Elisha, the same thing.
我们来看以利亚、以利沙都是一样。
Even the Lord Jesus.
或者主耶稣他自己。
In John chapter 10 verse 41 and 42, if I'm not mistaken.
是在约翰福音第十章四十一、四十二节，如果我没有错的话。
Concerning the raising of Lazarus from the dead.
那里面讲到他让拉撒路从死里复活。
He said, "Before he raised Lazarus from the dead, the Lord prayed to the Father."
在他使拉撒路从死里复活之前，他向着天父来祷告。
I thank thee, Father, for thou hast heard me.
他说，感谢你，因为你已经听了我。
And I knew you always hear me.
他说，你常听我的话。
But for the sake of these people that stand by, I say this that they may know that you have sent me.
但是为着周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。
The raising of Lazarus,
这个让拉撒路从死里复活的事情
is proof that God sent His Son to be the Messiah, the Redeemer of the world.
就是神差遣他爱子成为救世主，成为弥赛亚的一个证据。
Now there is a question here.
现在有一个疑问。
Does when God every time He approves His servant, does He need to do miracles?
当神每一次证实他自己仆人的时候，是不是都要行奇事
？Not necessarily，
不一定的。
Because John the Baptist also in John chapter 11 it says John doesn't do any miracle, but through his preaching, people are led to Christ.
还有讲到施洗约翰，其实施洗约翰没有行过一个神迹，但是他指着主耶稣所说的话，每一句都是确实的。
Today we it really a comfort to our hearts.
今天对着我们是一个安慰。
Even though we don't do miracles，
虽然我们。有的时候不能行奇迹。
Yet we are God's chosen one.
但我们却是神所拣选的。
Do you think God is a wonder?
如果你知道神是行奇事的神。
George Beverly Shays sang this hymn so good.
就像我们所唱的诗歌。
Is it George Beverly Shays?
George Beverly Shays.
It's a wonder of wonders that thrills my heart because Jesus loves me.
他在一个诗歌里面是在诗歌里面
no, 没有
no, 他就是讲过这一句话，就是奇事中的奇事，就是让我可以
Wonders of wonder that thrills my soul, the wonder that God loves me.
奇事中的奇事，神让我的心被震惊。
Today when we stand before God,
今天我们如果站在神面前
，It is really a wonder that God wants to save me.
今天我们能够站在神面前，神拯救我们就是奇事。
We are a group of people that is doomed for perdition.
我们其实是注定要灭亡的。
We are not worthy of this salvation.
我们是不配得这个救恩的。
Yet God loves us.
但是神却爱我们。
You know, there's a story maybe I've told you before.
也许有一个故事我跟大家讲过。
One time I was managing a training center.
有一次我在管理一个训练中心。
And there is a person who came in and said, I want to be trained also in the gospel work.
他就说有一个人来到我面前就说我需要被训练来传福音。
This person is tall and has a lot of tattoos.
这个人长得很高大而且身上有很多的刺青。
He said, I'm an ex-convict. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ through the preaching of the gospel. I want to serve the Lord.
他说我以前是一个犯罪的人但今天我听了福音愿意来服侍神。
And because we don't be biased to people, as long as they want to seek the Lord, we bring them in.
那我们不能偏待人，所以如果有一个人真心寻求，我们都要把他带到神面前。
But a lot of my coworkers said, "Brother Lawrence, don't get too near this person. You don't know this person."
那有人就跟我讲，劳伦斯弟兄，不要跟他亲近，因为这个人你根本不了解。
He's an ex-convict.
Convict. 他是以前的囚犯。
He murdered people.
他甚至杀过人。
So remain put a distance.
所以我们要与他保持距离。
But you know, this brother is so kind. He always wants to, you know, carry my bag when I go to travel.
但是这个弟兄对我太好了，我每次去旅行，他都要帮我背包。
And I said, okay, thank the Lord, I have a person who supports me.
那我就说感谢主，起码有一个人在这里扶持我。
When the training comes to an end,
当这个训练结束的时候
，this brother came to me and said, Brother Lawrence, I want to confess something.
然后这个弟兄就到我面前说劳伦斯弟兄我有件事要向你承认
I'm not an ex-convict
我其实不是一个罪犯
I'm a convict who ran away from prison
我其实是一个不光是一个囚犯我是逃狱的囚犯
Oh, at that time, I was really nervous
那个时候我就非常的紧张
We are harboring a criminal
因为我们在这里来后代的是一个逃出来的囚犯
But thank God, I said, what do you want to do right now?
然后感谢神当我问他你现在要做什么的时候
He said, I want to surrender to the authorities.
他说我现在要去自首
And serve the sentence which I need to serve.
就是照着我该得的刑期把他服完
He went to the prison not only to serve the sentence but he started preaching the gospel and a lot of people got saved through him.
不光他去自首他回到监狱里面他在监狱里面传福音许多人听着他的布道而信了神
Is this not a wonder?
这是不是一个奇事
Thank God.
感谢神
We who are unworthy become God's children.
我们这些不配的可以成为神的子民
Don't seek for other miracles.
不要再去找其他的奇事
Just look at yourself in the mirror.
看着自己当我们在镜子里看到自己
We can say together with George Beverly say, Wonder of wonders that thrills my soul, wonder that God loves me.
那我们就可以像刚才那个弟兄所讲的奇事中的奇事让我震惊就是我能够被爱
Another reason why God do wonders is because to comfort his people.
另外一个原因神要行奇事是来安慰他的百姓
It says here in verse 10, And Joshua said, Hereby ye shall know that the living God without fail shall drive out before you the Canaanites.
因为在第十节这里讲到你们知道你们中间有永生神而且他必在你们面前赶出所有那些迦南人。
Sometimes we are men of little faith.
有的时候我们是小信的人。
Sometimes the Lord needs to do something extraordinary to confirm and comfort us that he is still with us.
有的时候神要做一些超乎寻常的事来安慰我们让我们得一些力量。
He do miracles when Moses was there.
他行奇事的时候摩西在那里
He continued to do wonders and miracles when Joshua was leading the children of Israel into the good land
这个时候当约书亚来带领百姓的时候神还是行奇事
Number five
第五
God do wonders in order to establish a principle
神行奇事是为了建立一个法则
It says here in verse 16 and 17 when the children of Israel get into the Jordan River
这里面十六节那里讲到当以色列人进到约旦河的时候
The Lord commanded them to pick up every tribe a stone.
神在那里命令他们每个支派取一块石头。
For what purpose? To set a memorial.
为什么是要在那里建立一个祭坛
To set up a principle.
是在那里建立一个法则。
What principle? What memorial is this?
这是一个纪念碑他要纪念什么呢
The God is with you wherever you go.
就是不管你们到哪里神都与你们同在。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主
This is his promise.
因为这是他的应许。
And these stones is a memorial to prove that he kept his promise.
这十二个石头在那里就是来证明他会是守约的神。
You know, Christians sometimes go to two extremes.
有的时候基督徒走两个极端。
One extreme is that I don't believe in miracles, I need an explanation.
有一个极端就是说我不相信神迹奇事我需要有解释。
Another kind of Christian said, a miracle a day drives the devil away.
有的人就说神迹奇事可以让这些可以赶鬼
But God doesn't do things like that
但神有的时候不这样做
There is a memorial set there
那里有一个纪念的 杯。
Testify the fact that God is with you when you enter into the good land.
在这里讲到就是说神与你们同在带你们进这地。
Thank God for this memorial.
为着这个纪念碑我们感谢
神。Today when we see this memorial,
今天我们看到它的时候
we can say, yes, God did promise and he did fulfill his promise.
我们可以说神是应许的神他也是成就应许的神。
So don't seek for another miracle.
所以不要再去寻求其他的奇事。
This is the miracle with proof that God is with us.
这个神迹就已经证明神与我们同在。
Now the thing is, what is the greatest miracle?
那今天我们要问什么是最大的神迹。
When we see the children of Israel,
当我们看到以色列人的时候
when the priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant,
当这些祭司抬着约柜的时候
Step on the Jordan River.
他们脚踏在约旦河里。
And the Jordan River would open up.
这个时候约旦河水就停住了。
And they can walk on dry land.
这些人就可以走干地而过。
This miracle signifies the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个神迹代表的就是主他的死亡他的埋葬还有他的复活。
This is the greatest miracle.
这个是最大的神迹。
You may say, oh, the greatest miracle is the feeding of the 5,000.
有的人就说最大的神迹是让5000人可以吃饼得饱。
How could you feed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes?
你怎么能用五饼二鱼来喂这5000人呢？
Yes, God did it.
神是做了。
It is a great miracle, but not the greatest miracle.
那是很大的神迹，但不是最大的神迹。
People said the greatest miracle is the raising of Lazarus from the dead.
有的人说让拉撒路从死里复活是最大的神迹。
It is a great miracle.
这是一个大的神迹。
But the greatest miracle is the death, resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是最大的神迹就是主耶稣基督他的死跟他的复活。
Why is it great?
是不是大？
Why is it the greatest?
为什么这是最大的神迹？
Because it cost God the most.
因为这个是让神花了最大的代价。
When his son was on the cross,
当他的儿子在十字架上的时候
it practically break the heart of God.
那时候神的心完全被打击。
Every time our God spoke about his son,
因为每一次神讲到他的儿子
he always says, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
他总是说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的。
When he was on the mountain of transfiguration,
当在变化山上的时候
when Peter was so excited trying to put level down, oh, let's put one tabernacle for the Lord, one for Moses, one for Elijah.
那时候彼得非常的激动他说我们要建三座棚一座为主耶稣一座为摩西一座为以利亚。
The Lord God spoke, this is my beloved son,In whom I'm well pleased, hear ye him.
这个时候神就在天上说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的你们要听他。
There is not any person in this world that God beloved except for his son.
在这个世上神不喜悦任何的人除了他的儿子主耶稣。
Because this is the only son, this is the person who fulfilled the will of the Father.
因为这是他的独生子唯有他能够完全成就神的心意。
So to see his son,Bearing our sin on the cross, it breaks God's heart.
所以当看到他自己的儿子为着我们的罪在十字架上为我们死的时候，父的心他真的是伤心。
This is a sacrifice.
欲绝，因为这是一个牺牲。
You know, Friday, I was talking to one of my coworkers.
在礼拜五的时候，我与一个同事来谈论。
He is a pastor of another church.
哦，他是另外一个教会的牧师。
He said one day he was preaching and he asked the audience.Who among you loves me?
有一次他在讲道的时候就问会众你们中间有谁爱我
Everybody raised their hand. We love the pastor.
每个人都举手说我们爱我们的牧师
He said, wait, the story doesn't end here.
他说等一等这个故事不停在这里
But if I had a son who committed a crime and he is for death sentence.
那如果我有一个儿子他犯了罪他获得的是死刑的话
And the judge said, the son can escape this death sentence if somebody takes his place.
法官就说这个儿子可以免死除非有人来代替他。
Is there anyone of you who wants to give his son in place of my son?
在你们中间有谁愿意把你的儿子拿出来替代我的儿子?
And no one raised their hand.
没有人再举手。
Today, but God loved his son.
但今天神虽然爱他的儿子。
He gave his son.
但是他却把他的儿子给了。
To be the propitiation of our sin.
为着我们的罪来做预备。
He was made sin on our behalf that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
他为着我们成了罪的形状，让我们可以在基督里面得儿子的名分。
Yes, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest miracle because it cost God the most.
没错，主耶稣他的死、埋葬、复活是最大的神迹，因为神花了最大的代价。
It's the greatest miracle number two because we see the result.
第二点是最大的，因为我们看到结果。
We who are in sin became the children of God.
我们这些在罪中的成了神的儿女。
It was great because of its confirmation.
这个是最大的，因为这是一个确据。
What confirmation?
什么确据？
If anyone asks you, how do you know that the Lord loves you?
如果有人问你说你怎么知道神爱你？
Show him that old rugged cross.
就给他们看这个古老的十字架。
Show him that empty tomb.
给他们看那个空的坟墓。
Tell him the Lord right now is sitting at the right hand of the Father.
告诉他们主现在已经坐在父神的右边。
He did it all for me.
他做了这些都是为了我。
When I put my faith in him.
当我在他里面有信心的话。
I got saved because of him.
我就因此得救。
Is that the greatest miracle?
是不是最大的神迹？
Great because of his cost, cost God the most.
这么的伟大，因为他让神付了最大的代价。
Because of its result.
因为这个结果。
Because of its confirmation.
因为这个确据。
Brothers and sisters, this is a fact.
弟兄姐妹们，这是事实。
This is a truth that we need to precious.
这是我们要宝贵的一个真理。
Without this truth, without this fact, we will never be here today.
如果没有这个真理，没有这个这个事实，我们今天不可能坐在这里。
Yet the Lord wants us to also to experience our co-death with Him.
但是神让我们来经历与他同死。
He died, we who are in Him also died.
如果他死了，我们在他里面也死了。
When you read chapter 3 of Joshua,
如果我们来读约书亚记第三章的话
，It says in verse 17,
在第十七节
，And the priest that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed.Over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan.
第十七节，抬耶和华约柜的祭司在约旦河中的干地上站定，以色列众人都从干地上过去，直到国民尽都过了约旦河。
The Chinese version didn't, you know, as translate this. It says that the people were passed clean over Jordan.
在中文的翻译没有讲得这么清楚，其实他的意思说，完全的过了约旦河。
Yes, because the word clean in Hebrew means perfect, complete.
因为这个词在希伯来文里面讲到的是完全，是讲到的，完美。
Not only it signifies that the children of Israel, not one is left behind.
不光说到没有一个人没有过去。
In our daily experience, we all need to pass through death.
在我们的生活里面，我们都需要来经历死。
We need to experience death.
我们需要来经历死。
That one day we might be perfect in Him.
所以我们可以在他里面完全。
Yes, today we are saved. Praise the Lord.
今天我们得救了，要赞美神。
And we are waiting for the Lord's coming back. Hallelujah.
我们也在等候神的主的再来。Hallelujah.
But in the midst of waiting for His coming back.
当我们今天是在等候他的过程中
In the midst of rejoicing about our salvation,
在我们来享受这个救恩的同时
There is a need for us to continue to experience Christ's death and Christ's burial and resurrection.
我们有一个需要来经历与他的同死还有与他的一同的复活
If we look ourselves in the mirror,
如果我们在镜子里看到自己
Can we say that we are like him?
我们能说我们像他吗
The way we speak,
我们所说的
The way we act,
我们所行的
the way we respond to people,
我们与人交谈回应
there's so much flesh within,
有多少的肉体在我们里面
there's so much natural man within,
有多少这个天然的己在里面
yes, the sin need to be dealt with,
没错这个罪要被对付
but the flesh in us,
但是这个我们里面的血气肉体
also need to be dealt with,
也需要被去除
for flesh has no part in God's kingdom,
因为这个肉体在神的国里完全没有地位
A lot of people has this concept.
有的人有这样一个概念。
As long as it is good, it's okay.
只要是好的就没问题。
Sin is bad, it needs to be dealt with.
罪是坏的需要被解决。
But the good can remain there.
但是有些好的可以留下来。
But today we emphasize not only good.
但今天我们要强调的是不光是这些好的。
We emphasize what is the will of the Lord.
我们要讲神他的旨意是什么。
A lot of times we had a lot of things in our mind. I want to do this, I want to do that for the Lord.
有的时候在我们头脑里面要为神做这样做那样。
But have we come to that point that we need to ask the Lord, is this what you want?
有的时候我们需要到这个地步来问主说你到底要什么。
A lot of times our planning has a lot to do with our flesh to glorify ourselves.
有的时候我们的计划其实是为着自己是要来荣耀自己。
One day when the Lord comes back,
当有一天主回来的时候
we will just be surprised. A lot of things we do are not according to his will.
我们会惊奇，很多我们所做的原来不在神的旨意里。
A lot of things we do are wood, hay, and stubble.
很多事情都是草木和屑。
When he comes back, all this will be burned.
当他来的时候，这些都要被烧尽。
That's why we emphasize we need to pray.
所以我们要强调祷告。
We need to the Lord to deal with us.
我们需要神来对付我们。
That everything we do, everything we say is according to His will.
所以我们所说所行的是根据他的旨意。
As we pray and follow His will.
当我们祷告来跟随他的旨意的时候。
The flesh in us, the natural man in us is taken away.
这个天然这个肉体就完全没有地位。
Rather it is replaced.With the virtue of our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，这样我们才能有主他的美德在我们身上。
And that day when he comes back, we shall be like him.
当那一天他回来的时候，我们可以像他。
You know, I was preparing this, I reminded again of Brother Godwin Sun his message.
那我准备的时候又想到孙弟兄他的信息。
He was talking about Ruth, right?
他就讲到路德。
He said before she went to visit Boaz.
就讲他去波阿斯那里之前。
Naomi asked her,You need to what? Clean yourselves.
拿阿米就说你先要洁净自己。
Which signifies the cleansing blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是讲到我们被主来洁净。
He said we need to anoint yourself.
然后就说你要用膏来膏你。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们需要被圣灵来充满。
You need to put on that new dress.
然后你要穿上这个新衣。
We speak on, we need to put on Christ.
我们就要来披戴基督。
For today you are no longer yourself, you belong to Christ, you are ambassador of Jesus Christ.
今天不再是你是基督在你里面，你是基督的使者。
But the story doesn't end here.
但是故事也不停在这里。
After she was washed, after she was anointed, after she put on that new cloth.
当她洁净了膏抹过之后穿上新衣。
She lay down at the field of Boaz, under the feet of Boaz.
她就来到波阿斯的场上睡在波阿斯的脚下。
It signifies clearly that when Christ died, we also died.
这里面讲到当基督死的时候我们要与他同死。
When will this end?
这个停止在哪里呢
?When the morning comes.
当早上的时候。
When Ruth said in the morning, they all rise up.
那里讲到路德在天亮之前起来。
Yesterday we will be dealing with all our flesh.
今天我们要对付肉体。
But it will come to an end.
但是有一天会结束。
When the Lord Jesus comes.
当主耶稣再来的时候。
We shall be like him and we shall see him as he is.
我们不光要像他我们要面对面看到他。
Praise the Lord for he is a God of wonder.
感谢我们赞美主因为他是行奇事的神。
He do wonders to bring the children of Israel into Canaan.
他行奇事带着以色列民进到迦南。
He's also the captain of our salvation.
他而且是我们救恩的元帅。
You know, when they crossed the Jordan River,
当他们过了约旦河的时候
and Joshua and the children of Israel saw Jericho,
当约书亚跟这些子民看到耶利哥城的时候
I believe they all have this big question mark in their hearts.
在他们心里面一定有一个很大的疑问。
Say, Lord, you want me to enjoy this land.
神呐、啊，你让我们来享受这个地。
Yet this there is a what a wall of Jericho, the great city, who is a hindrance for me to enter into the good land.
但是这个大城这么高大耶利哥的城墙却阻挡我进到这个地。
How can we do this?
我们该如何行
？Indeed, in our daily life,
其实在我们的日常生活里面
，when we decided to follow the Lord,
当我们决定来跟随神的时候
，sometimes we see a lot of wall of Jericho.
我们经常会看到耶利哥的城墙。
You know, the wall of the Jericho itself is a what great for its antiquity.It's one of the oldest city.
Oh, 耶利哥城是一个非常古老的城。
It is a great in iniquity.
是在这个历史上面非常大的一座城。
It's a very sinful city.
但是是一个罪恶之城。
It is great in fortification.
Fortification.
The fortified, the defenses, the wall.
Oh, 它这个城墙的保护虽然是这么的严谨。
How can they conquer this city?
那以色列民他们怎么征服呢
？Sometimes in our daily life, we also encounter this kind of problem.
在我们日常生活里面，总是碰到这样的事。
Maybe it's a family-related problem.
也许是与家庭有关的。
You might have a child which is a wayward child.
你也许有一个孩子是不顺服的。
You might have a what a job-related problem.
Job-related. 或者你有一个与工作有关的问题。
Your boss treat you so bad.
因为你的这个主管对你是这么的不好。
Maybe it's a health problem.
也许是你的健康问题。
You want to love the Lord, but you are just so sick you cannot come and serve the Lord.
你这么的爱主，但是你的身体这么虚弱，都不能来服侍神。
All these problems are like the wall of Jericho.
这些问题都像耶利哥的城墙那样。
And brothers and sisters, when Joshua and the children of Israel were standing there, they had a big question mark: How can we go through this?
所以当约书亚跟他的百姓站在那里，看到耶利哥城，就会在心里面问：怎么样来征服
？While they are standing there,
当他们站在那里的时候
，Then the Lord told Joshua,
这个时候神对约书亚说
Let me read to you.
让我来读给你。
It says here, and Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord. Chapter 5.
第五章。
He said, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand.
当约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，他举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。
While he was standing there,
当他在那里站立的时候
suddenly there's a person who came before him.
突然间有一个人来到他面前。
Who is this?
这是谁？
It's the captain of our salvation.
这是我们救恩的元帅。
A lot of times, you know, when we have faced this problem,
很多时候当我们面对问题的时候
we become problem conscious.
我们就为这个问题来忧虑。
Yet we forgot there is one person who is standing before us. We need to be God conscious.
我们甚至忘了有一个人站在我们面前，我们不需要为自己来担心。
And this person, this is what he said. And Joshua, you know, is so wonderful. He says, when he lifted up his eyes and looked, behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said, Art thou for us or for our enemies? And he said, Nay, but as the captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come?
这里是何等的美好，记载的是约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里问他说，你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们敌人呢？他回答说，不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。
This is the captain of our salvation.
这是我们救恩的元帅。
When Joshua stopped,
当约书亚站立的时候
and look,
当他观望的时候
he saw the captain of our salvation.
他就看到救恩的元帅。
And he asked a question.
然后他就问这个问题。
Are you for us or for our enemies?
你是来帮助我呢，还是帮助我们的敌人呢？
And the Lord said.
然后主就这样讲。
Nay, as a captain of the Lord, a captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come?
他说不是的，我来是做耶和华军队的元帅。
Not only we need to look.
不光我们要注目。
We need to listen.
我们要
The Lord said, I am the captain of the host of the Lord.
因为主说，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。
I'm not here to take sides.
我在这里不是要选哪一边。
I'm not here to take your side or the enemy's side.
我在这里不是要选你这边还是敌人这一边。
I'm here to take over.
我在这里是要来掌权。
A lot of times when, this is a principle.
这个就是法则。
When we had a problem,
当我们有问题的时候
we go to the Lord, you know, I had a big problem.
我们就到主面前说，现在有一个极大的问题。
This boss is really bad to me.
这个主管真的对我不好。
And I hope you got to help me.
主啊，你要来帮助我。
And you got to do this.
你一定要这样做。
This is not how God works.
这不是神工作的法则。
He is the captain of the army of the Lord.
他是耶和华军队的元帅。
He's not here to take sides.
他不是在这里来选哪一边。
He's not here to take your suggestion.
他不是在这里来听你的，对他的。
He's here to take over.
劝告，他是要来在这里掌权。
So brothers and sisters, when we had a problem,
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们有问题的时候
，you need to stop.
我们需要站立。
We need to look.
我们需要观看。
We need to listen.
我们需要听。
Stop because we need to look.
我们站立是因为我们需要来注目。
We need to stop looking at our problems.
不要来看自己的问题。
We need to look at the captain of our salvation.
我们要来举目观看这个救恩的元帅。
We need to listen how he instructs us.
我们要来听他对我们的指示是什么。
He's not here to take sides, he is here to take over.
他不是在这里来选哪一边，他在这里是来做元帅。
And because he is here to take over, Joshua fell down on earth and worshiped him.
因为他是在这里来掌权的，所以约书亚在他面前俯伏敬拜。
When we want the Lord to help us, really.
当我们真的愿意神来帮助我们的时候
we need to let the Lord take the driver's seat.
我们需要神来开这个车。
We need to say, Lord, you know, take over.
我们要说神，你来
bring me to the place where you want me to be.
把我带到一个地步，你愿意让我去的地方。
This should be the kind of attitude we need to have.
这是我们应有的态度。
If we do that,
如果我们这样行
，then the Lord will bring us to victory.
那神就要把我们带到得胜里面。
But it doesn't end here.
但还不停在这里。
After we need to stop, look and listen.
当我们举目观看，而且听了之后
，the Lord told the children of Israel.
然后神就告诉以色列民
that you need to encircle Jericho.
你需要围绕耶利哥城。
In other words, how do we know that we are taking the Lord as the captain?
那我们怎么知道我们真的是让他做我们的元帅呢？
The real test is obedience.
真正的这个试炼是在顺服上面。
If I am the children of Israel,
如果我是以色列的百姓，
I will tell the Lord, that doesn't make sense.
可能我会跟神说，这又是不合逻辑的事情。
How could you go around the city and take down the city by just marching around?
你怎么在神这里绕，在这个耶利哥城绕城游行就可以来征服呢？
Never in the history of mankind, never in so kind of warfare, has the city been taken away by just marching around.
在人类历史上面，没有一次就靠着在绕城游行这件事能够来征服这座城。
But who cares? It doesn't make sense as long as it makes sense to God.
但是我们不应该关心合不合逻辑，只要在神那里，他觉得合逻辑，那就对了。
A lot of times we feel that we are better than God.
有的时候我们总觉得我比神还懂。
We feel that you, Lord, it doesn't make sense.
我们就跟神讲这个不对的。
He's the one who hurt me.
比如这个人是伤害我的。
How should I go first to him?
为什么我要先去到他那？
No, one time I had a coworker.
有一次我有一个同事。
This coworker is hard-headed, and he is a brother.
他非常的固执，但他是一个弟兄。
The problem is a brother.
问题就在于他是一个弟兄。
So one time I went to him, and he committed a mistake. I said, "Brother, it's wrong."
有一次我到他那里，他做错了一件事。我说，弟兄你做错了。
Get away, brother! I don't want to see you anymore.
他就说，你走吧，我不愿意再看到你。
I said, "What did I say wrong?"
然后我就说，我说错了什么呢？
But inward, I was so angry.
所以我当时也很愤怒。
But because of this anger, it affects my relationship with God.
但是因着这个愤怒，我与神的关系都受影响。
You know, I need to be like Joshua. I just get down on my feet. Lord, what should I do?
然后我就像约书亚那样，俯伏在神面前，就说我该怎样行。
The Lord said, you approach him.
那神就说，那你就去接近他。
I said, he just said that don't talk to me anymore.
那我就跟神讲，他刚跟我讲，不愿意看到我。
How do I approach him?
那我怎么再到他那儿去呢？
And I said, Lord, you know what? If he said something, I will just approach him.
然后我就说，主啊，如果他开口，我就去到他那边。
You know, the next morning, he saw me. He said, Brother, I apologize.
第二天早上，他见到我就说，弟兄，我要道歉。
Immediately, I hug him. It's over.
然后我就拥抱他，这件事就过去了。
You see how simple it is?
你看到多简单。
It doesn't make sense in the eyes of men.
在人里面来想，完全不合逻辑。
How could a person who offended you and you are the first one to go?
为什么这个人冒犯你，你反而要去亲近他？
But it doesn't make sense to us. It makes sense to God.
虽然对我们来讲没有道理，但是对神来讲完全有道理。
We encounter so much problem.
今天我们遇到很多很多问题。
Sometimes that we say that it doesn't make sense.
很多时候我们说这没有道理。
But we just obey.
但我们只要顺服。
When the children of Israel obey.
当以色列的百姓顺服的时候，
you know what happened?
你知道什么发生了？
But the thing is, while they're encircling the wall of Jericho,
当他们绕城游行的时候，
not only they are experiencing what God was telling them,
他们不光已经经历了神所说的，
they are experiencing, observing that the more they go around the city of Jericho, the more they lose faith in themselves and have more faith in God.
他们就在经历什么呢？他们当这样绕城每一次的时候，他们就对自己的信心越来越减弱，但对神的信心是一次比一次增强。
Sometimes we get through all these tribulation trials.
有的时候我们经历这些困苦。
As a purpose.
有一个目的。
That we lose faith, lose confidence on ourselves and have confidence in God.
就是我们不再有自信，但是我们却对着神有完全的信心。
But that doesn't end here.
但也不停在这里。
After the Lord asked them to go around the city of Jericho,
当神要他们这样绕城而行的时候，
He said you need to encircle that city once a day for 6 days.
他说你们六天每天绕城一次。
And on the seventh day, how many times? 7 times, 13 times.
所以第七天要绕城七次，加起来是13次。
In other words, we need to continue in our faith.
或者这个意思就是说我们在信心里面要持续。
Just imagine the people of Jericho was laughing at the children of Israel.
就像这些耶利哥人，他们在城墙上这么来耻笑以色列百姓。
So what are you doing here?
他们在干什么？
First day, second day, third day, until the seventh day.
第一天，第二天，第三天，一直到第七天。
But the thing is, I really admire the children of Israel.
这个时候我就非常羡慕这些以色列的百姓。
They did what the Lord asked them to do.
因为他们做了神让他们所做的。
And you know what happened?
你知道后来发生什么？
It brings me to a remembrance concerning Naaman, the Syrian general.
这又让我想。让我想起来这个元帅乃曼。
You know, when he went to Elisha because he had leprosy.
当他来到以利沙面前，因为他有大麻风。
He expected that Elisha will come out and said, "Your leprosy is gone and it's healed."
他是期待以利沙出来跟他讲，你的大麻风得洁净。
But rather, Elisha asked his servant Gehazi. He said, "Tell Naaman to go and dip himself in the Jordan River, Jordan River again, for 7 times.
这个时候其实以利沙只是吩咐他的仆人基哈西跟乃曼说你就到约旦河里面洗七次。
And this Syrian captain was so angry.
然后这个亚述的这个元帅就非常的愤怒。
There aren't there more good rivers in Syria?
他说在叙利亚有多少比约旦河还好的河呢
it doesn't make sense.
这个完全没有道理。
But,His servant said, if your master asks you to do more than that, will you do it?
然后他的仆人就劝他说，如果一个主人让你做什么，难道你不去做吗？
And then Naaman went and dipped himself in the Jordan River.
然后乃曼就到约旦河里面，在里面洗浴。
Once, still have leprosy. Twice, still leprosy. Third time, still leprosy.
第一次进去出来还有大麻风，第二次、第三次进去出来还是大麻风。
Until they come the seventh time, his flesh was healed with leprosy.
然后到第七次他出来的时候整个大麻风就得洁净
Sometimes the Lord do not answer our prayer immediately.
有的时候神不是马上答应我们的祷告
In order that we might continue in the faith.
让我们可以在信心里面持守
You know, we are a group of people here, we demand immediate answer and immediate result.
我们是一般人总是要马上解决我们的问题
Lord, you ask and it shall be given unto us.
因为我们说你祈求就得着嘛
You knock and it shall be opened. Lord, you said that.
因为主你自己说叩门就给你开门
But we haven't remember, we haven't forgotten the verse that said, "He who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength."
但是我们也忘记一句话，就说等候耶和华的必重新得力。
We shall what? We shall mount with wings like eagles.
我们要像鹰啊、如展翅飞翔。
We love the portion mount with wings like eagles.
我们要如鹰展翅飞腾。
We love that portion.
我们都喜欢那个章节。
Yet we forgot the part that we need to wait on the Lord.
但我们都忘了第一前面讲到要等候。
We need to wait.
我们要等候。
We need to march around Jericho for 13 times.
我们要绕着这个耶利哥绕行13次。
And after they continue in the faith,
当他们在信心里面持守的时候
they what? They confess the faith.
他们在那里而且宣扬这个信息
The Lord said, shout, for the city is given to you.
因为神说你们呼喊因为这个城就交给你们了
You know, every time we shout, we celebrate if the victory is there already.
有的时候我们来呼喊我们来宣扬是因为已经得胜了
You know, the young people watch the NBA championship game, right?
有些年轻人你们看这个 NBA 的篮球赛
Oh, when Miami hit that last shot, hey, we won!
当迈阿密进了投进最后一个球的时候你们说我们赢了
We shout after the victory.
我们是在赢了之后才来呼喊。
But in God's economy, in God's plan, we shout before the victory.
但在神的系统、神的设计里面，我们的呼喊是在得胜之前。
When they shout, the wall of Jericho start tumbling down.
是当他们呼喊的时候，耶利哥的墙就倒塌了。
Let me share you one verse, last verse, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6.
让我再与大家来分享最后的章节是希伯来书13章5到6节。
Said, Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have, for he had said that I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we boldly said, The Lord is my helper.
我们已经读过你们存心不可贪爱钱财要以自己所有的为足因为主曾说我总不撇下你也不丢弃你
We shout not because of superstitious belief
我们呼喊不是因着迷信
We shout because the Lord said and we boldly said
我们这样呼喊是因为神已经说了所以我们可以放胆的说
Isn't this our experience when we are saved?
这个是不是我们得救之后的经历呢
In our heart we believe in our mouth we confess that Jesus is Lord
当我们心里相信口里承认主耶稣是主的时候我们就得救了。
A lot of times we want to be saved, then we confess. No, that's not the way how God do things.
有的时候我们觉得应该先得救，然后再用口来宣扬。
We confess with our mouth. We believe in our heart.
我们口里承认，心里相信。
And we shall be saved.
就必得救。
Today, when we continue in our walk with God,
当我们今天持续在与主同行的里面
，we boldly said what He already said.
我们要放胆讲他已经讲过。
We declare.
我们要宣扬。
God has done this already. He tell me.This is what it is. Then I declare by faith, and we see the wall of Jericho start tumbling down.
如果我们已经知道神对我们讲什么，我们就放胆来宣扬、来呼喊。这个时候，耶利哥的墙就要倒塌。
These are the very basic principles that we need to have.
这是最基本的法则，我们需要来学的。
May we put it into practice.
愿意我们来操练。
Time's up. Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主啊，今天早上感谢你的话语。
There is a lot of land to be possessed.
有许多未得之地。
We still need to enjoy you more and more.
我们需要更多的来享受你自己。
But Lord, we need to live by faith.
但是我们需要凭信来生活。
Obey what you ask us to do.
来顺服你要我们所做。
Let you take over.
愿意你在我们里面掌权。
And declare what you already boldly said.
我们来喊叫，来呼喊你所成就的。
Lord, continue to speak in our hearts.
求您继续对着我们的心说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。Amen.